My name's Grainne Hickey, and I'm just going to give you a very brief overview of our Enrich Research Project. And this project is being led by Professor Sinead McGilloway in the Centre for Mental Health and Community Research in the Department of Psychology. So just to give you a very brief background first before I talk about the ways in which we are using engaged research processes in our project. Firstly, ENRICH stands for Evaluation of Wraparound in Ireland for Children and Families. And this is a large-scale, five-year project which we're focusing on evaluating two separate prevention and early intervention programs. And these are targeted at parents and children across an age spectrum from pre-birth right up to 11 years of age. And the aims are to improve child health and well-being. And the programs that we're evaluating are wraparound-inspired programs. So they combine a range of services and supports into a structured, multidisciplinary intervention framework, which aims to target the multiple needs of disadvantaged and vulnerable families and to tailor those services to remove barriers to engagement as well. Our aims then are to explore the effectiveness of these models. What is the impact on parent outcomes and how does it influence child well-being, particularly their social and emotional skills and their learning and development? We're also exploring implementation and the barriers and facilitators that influence how these types of programs are embedded in community-based settings. And then we're also looking at whether these programs are cost-effective or not and do they represent good value for money. So our research then is actually funded under the HRB Applied Collaborative Research Grants. So a core aspect of our research involves working closely and collaboratively with a whole range of community-based services and partners. Our lead partner is an organisation called Archways, and they're an NGO based in Clondalkin who are focused on delivering and promoting evidence-based services for children and families. We also work with statutory organisations, public health nursing, TUSLA, child welfare supports and services, and a range of organisations within the community and voluntary sector, which focus on delivering services at a local level. Okay, so how has engaged research influenced and shaped our research? Well, actually, we've worked quite closely with our community-based partners right from the start of the research. The whole idea for the research emerged out of dialogue and collaboration and liaison with our key partner, Archways. So they were at the time developing the idea of wraparound service delivery. So that helped to inform and formulate our research aims and objectives. And that in turn helped to ensure then that the research addressed key areas of concern for these organisations. And we also then worked closely and collaboratively in the design and planning of the research. So what methods would be feasible given the nature and scope of the interventions that we were looking at and the capacities of the services and organisations that we were working with as well. We worked closely and collaboratively engaging parents in our research. So working with the organisations helps us to generate interest among parents and families so that they will take part in our research and keep them engaged over time because they're all longitudinal evaluations that we're conducting as well. Stakeholders also help us collect data, and they also use qualitative research techniques to kind of collaboratively produce knowledge in relation to stakeholders' experiences of intervention, development and delivery. So it's not just our knowledge, it's knowledge that's created together and which is owned and shared with our community-based stakeholders. And then we also liaise regularly to share the findings of our research and to help feed back into service delivery and promote evidence-based or evidence-informed practice and service delivery. So that's going back again to kind of the early stages of engagement and collaboration to generate ideas and to shape design, development and planning. So it's an ongoing part of our research. It's been embedded in how we've been conducting the research right from the start and throughout. And we hope that the relationships that we're establishing will also go on to create a foundation for further involved and engaged research. Right.